church service today, man. That was awesome. Absolutely amazing. Spirit moved. And when that first person came through, like, everybody.
Like floodgates.
Yeah, it never stopped.
It was awesome to see Sean get fired. when Sean got the Holy Spirit going, and I'm at the seat like, oh my gosh, here we go.
Off, I thought it was Pat.
Yeah.
I thought it was Pat because, you know, all I seen was just a glimpse of Sean. And then I was like, oh, that's Sean. I looked up Dave. I was like, woo.
No, it brought the house down for sure.
Yeah.
That's good to see the leader of the church, you know.
Enjoy the Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way you're supposed to lead, for sure.
Yeah.
And I love seeing a Spirit-filled church.
Yeah.
Like,
you look at the age group that was there all over the church this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Our age, Sean's age, the elders, the children. It was every age group that you could find in this church laid around the altar.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, you brought the toddlers and stuff in. They'd seen Sean take off, and then they'd been like, me too?
I've been chasing it.
Yeah. Yep. That was awesome. I thought about whenever Sean took off, everybody started coming through and everything else was a woman that Laura works with and love her to death. She's an absolute amazing woman. And she asked about coming to church and, you know, Laura was talking about Mallory and stuff like that. She just told her, she's like, it's led by the Holy Spirit. If the pastor gets up there and feels like he ain't going to preach or he don't need to preach, he won't. We'll sit there and worship all day long. That's exactly what happened.
You said it. This morning?
Exactly.
I spoke with Pat after service, and I said, you did studying last night, wasn't you? And he said, yeah, I did. I said, you didn't have to use it, did you? I said, no, I didn't. I like it better that way.
No.
He had 30 minutes of what the Holy Spirit put on his lips and just like fire all through the congregation for the whole service.
Awesome.
And it was nonstop. As soon as somebody started coming back, another person came up, and then it was everybody started laying hands on them, and then I mean it was just a transverse and a trade
then to see, you know, everybody working, the different callings and giftings that the Holy Spirit will move through the church, you know, and some, you know, people say that this is dying out and they got the wrong church.
No, I see you go to pray for somebody, and then I'm three rows back. It's like, all right, I'm going to pray for Josh praying for them.
it's like, okay,
my mom's going to the altar. Let me pray for her while she's up there.
Yeah.
You know, hope the Lord gives her what she needs, the peace that she needs.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like dominoes.
Yeah.
Everybody was just falling at the foot of the cross all morning.
Yeah. And that's how it should be.
And like, it goes back to that breast-to-breast thing.
Oh, yeah.
You
can see it moving like a wave.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
It starts in the front and literally it'll trickle back.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yep.
Like, I was sitting there, had the baby just, you know, worshiping. And then I felt like wind go by me.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it wasn't Sean, it was people running to the altar. And I was like, oh my goodness.
Yep.
This is awesome.
You can feel it. I'll say this, you can feel it back there in the booth too.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy, I was back there tapping that foot and I was sitting here. And I'm trying to go with the lyrics, and I'm losing track of where I'm supposed to be, losing track of where they're at up there. And I was just like, well, Lord's going to carry it. Just hit that space bar, man. It's awesome.
Lord, take hold of my fingers so that I can keep these lyrics on the screen.
Exactly.
Because I'm not here anymore.
When everybody started gathering, I went up there to take pictures, man. And that was, I mean, it was still flooded. It was thick. And that was absolutely amazing.
So, on top of that, the Lord called, what did Sean say, five people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Five people got saved. And we had, five baptisms.
And a couple rededicated as well.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that's included in on the...
I don't think it is.
So, I mean,
we got five that gave their life to God, and then we got three or four this morning that rededicated their life to God.
Praise God. That's awesome, man.
That's something to give him praise about.
And nobody can say that he's not doing it anymore.
No.
Nobody can say that.
No.
When you've got all those people all at once in one service.
Listen, we have all seen and tasted too much for anybody to tell us otherwise any longer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what you say. I know what hits here that ain't me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like talking face to face with people or anything right. like that, you know, outside of what he tells me to do.
Yeah.
You know, I get nervous and shy and backward, that kind of thing, but when he tells you to go do it, you got to.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you go do it. And then the experiences that we've had, you know, the encounters with the Lord, and then you see it happen in other people, it brings a tear to your eye when you see it happening for other people. It's like, Lord bless them.
Yep.
Because you're like, because you know what's happening for them.
Yeah.
You know the transformation that they're going through. And then you know, you come to church and you have that experience and you watch all these folks that are just laying it all out.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, I've been there. I love that feeling. I'm so happy that you're experiencing it now.
And we were saying it just the other night. You see that change literally just in a matter of a second.
You watch all them people.
Oh, yeah.
Like we had, there was a couple people I seen went to the altar, and I'm assuming it's like this morning. I'm not sure, whatever, you know, whatever the Lord was working on their heart. But then we, I think it was Pat got up there finally. Yeah. And just gave another call. I was like, listen, if you need anything else from the Lord, come get it.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of people I'm not God that's calling. He said, let's go.
Yeah.
You know, they come back regardless if they rededicated, got saved, whatever they done first, they come back and got more. That's what I'm after, man.
Yeah.
Like, we are not supposed to sit in pews looking like we're dead, sad, upset, and everything else. When you see God move, go get a piece. He's wanting to love on everybody, not just people who need something.
Yep.
But you can see with Pat when he grabbed the microphone, Pat has got the passion.
Absolutely.
And every word to come from his mouth was just calling after calling. Like, please, he wants you here.
And,
you know, Pat has got he's got the touch when it comes to that type of thing.
Absolutely does.
And he gets fired up, and that's what you want to see. You know, whenever you've got the Holy Spirit moving like that, Pat, you know, he will facilitate for the Lord for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And he will go to bat every time. So, and then to see, you know, what to bring back Sean, John getting fired up. It's like, man, that'll blow the roof off.
Yeah.
You know, because that's, you know, when your pastor is
the leader
of the church,
it is just enjoying
demonstrating the love of the Lord, you know, not caring who sees or whatever, that he just wants to bask in it, you know, to enjoy it himself.
And that's what we're all supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Ted taught this morning on true worship.
Yep.
That right there, what you've seen, was true worship.
Yep.
That's what happens. When everybody will put everything else away and say, okay, God, I'm giving you these couple hours right here that we designate on a Sunday.
Yep.
I'm putting everything else away.
Yep.
Just work. The Holy Spirit, you guys could see it a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We went through two or three Sundays where he was wanting to move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was like the congregation just,
you
know, not this Sunday, that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When everybody, you just get in one mind.
Yeah.
This, like, I'm not saying that has to happen or anything like that every Sunday.
The team
will draw as close to you as you will to him.
Yeah.
Like you were saying Friday night on the podcast. If you want this every Sunday, I honestly, wholeheartedly believe that the Lord wants to do this every time you come together in his name.
Yep. And what I love most is having the environment, knowing that when the Lord is moving, not to shut it down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just waiting for it.
Like Pat came out this morning, he was like, listen, I'm not going to preach. He said, I'm going to let the Lord do what I'm going to let the Holy Spirit move, and I'm going to let him do the work that he is wanting to do today. And I'm going to let him go.
And you have to believe that he accomplished every goal.
Exactly.
Which, of course, he did.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we see it as mortal men, you know, in church, and you see all these people, it's powerful.
Yeah.
And that could be, people getting saved today could be the seeds sown for next Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, people who aren't saved, who are sitting in the pews, see that.
Yeah.
And that starts working on them.
Because you don't know where, you know, people were last night.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about the Lord. He could have called them up this morning after them being drunk or laying around, whatever, you know, in the worst part of sin that they could be in last night. And the Lord knocked on their noggin this morning and said, hey, go to church and just go to church. That's all I want you to do this morning. And now look, you have a whole family, a whole line of people.
And generations generations exactly, for them to go.
That can move
yep.
to a whole different people than what we can even go.
Yep.
That's what I love about the church, man.
Yep. It's awesome.
Yep.
It is. A great day. Great day.
I can't say anything else. Honestly. That was amazing.
It was.
I like just being able to come in, and you never know what's going to happen when you come through those doors. Just seeing everybody open, and that's what it was. It was submission. Everybody was willing to submit to the Lord this morning and let Him do what He needed to be done.
What I said last week on the most recent pod: obedience instead of convenience.
Yeah.
If you submit yourself to obey, then things will work itself out.
Yeah.
Regardless.
And you can.
And who's to say?
I was just going to say that works, that, you know, you get in line with Him and He sets everything else up.
And who's to say somebody on the live stream watching? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're probably back there toe-tapping and getting it down too, you know what I mean?
I don't ever, and just like Ted said this morning, everybody has their own worship, their own praise, and there's nothing wrong with that. Right. But guys, man, if David danced.
Yeah.
And people shouted around the walls of Jericho and all these other things. There is no reason for us to stop that kind of praise and worship.
No.
None. Because if He was there in that one, He will be there in ours here.
Oh, yeah.
The same God.
Praise God.
Jesus is coming. I can hear the sound. The trumpets will echo all around.